One day, I was out walking with my servant, Pedro. I fell and hurt my leg. "It hurts too much to walk home tonight," I cried. "We were very far from my house."
"You cannot sleep outside, sir," said Pedro. "Look, there is an old castle over there. Let's stay there for the night."
Pedro helped me walk over to the castle. There was no one inside, and we chose a small room in a tower for the night. The walls in the room were decorated with many paintings. Each painting had a golden frame. There was something very interesting about these paintings. Pedro lit a candle, saying,
"Sleep well, sir. Please call me if you need anything."
"Thank you, Pedro. I think I will read for a while. Please get some rest," I said. On the pillow, I found a book. It was all about the many paintings in the castle. I started to read it. From the bed, I could see the paintings I was reading about. For several hours, I read and looked, read and looked. Before I knew it, midnight had come. The light of the now short candle was not in the right place for me to see the book well. I moved it a little. To my surprise, the light fell onto a painting hidden in the shadows. I now saw the portrait of a young woman in an oval frame. The painting showed her head and shoulders. It was a great piece of art. It was so lifelike that at first I thought it was a living person. I could not stop looking at the woman's face. I sat up in bed looking for over an hour at this beautiful portrait. Finally, I went back to the book I had been reading. I read more about the paintings in the castle and their histories. Then, as I turned the page, I saw a picture of the oval portrait. There was a chapter all about that portrait in the book. It was a strange story that even now I find hard to believe. This is what I read in that book. There once was a beautiful young woman. She was lovely and everyone liked her. But one terrible day, she fell in love with a painter. The painter loved his art. He thought art was life. Many said he was already married to his art. People said it was a mistake for the young woman to marry him. The young woman always had a smile on her lips. She loved all things, but she did hate one thing. She hated her husband's art. She hated the way he loved his paint and brushes. She hated that his art took up so much of his time. Her hate of his art was strong. The painter wanted to paint his wife's portrait. She did not like this idea at all. But she was a good and loving wife. She wanted her husband to be happy. So she agreed. Every day for many weeks, she sat in his art room in the tower. The painter loved both his work and his new wife. He was excited to paint his wife's portrait. The painter was very focused on his work. He did not see that his wife was unhappy. He did not see the changes in her health. He did not see that his wife was becoming weak and sick. Every brushstroke that he made took away some of her youth. But the painter could not see this. Everyone else, on the other hand, saw the change in this young woman. "She looks so tired," said her family. "Her pretty cheeks have no color," said some of her friends. Yet she smiled for her husband. She knew that he enjoyed his work very much. She saw that he was trying hard to paint her well. The painter was very good at his work. People often came to the tower to watch him paint. Even before it was finished, the painting looked just like the woman. It was as good as a photograph. Everyone who saw the painting was amazed. The unfinished art was so lifelike.
It's a sign of his love, said some people. Only a man who truly loves his wife could paint like that, they said. But then the painter stopped people from visiting the tower. He became angry easily. He looked only at the portrait. He did not even look at his wife sitting in front of him. As he painted her cheeks pink on the portrait, her cheeks in real life became white. As he painted her golden hair, her real hair grew whiter. But the painter did not see this. He saw only the portrait. After many weeks, he was almost done. He painted a last stroke of red on her lips. Now the portrait was finished. The painter was very happy with his work. I'm done. Look at it, my love, he said, turning to his wife. But she was no longer his young wife. Sitting in her chair was an old woman.